1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. Paul says this: "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Rejoice, pray, give thanks. This is why we have gathered today. This is what we have gathered to do on this morning. Rejoice, pray, give thanks. This is why we pause our lives today. We pause our schedules, we pause school, we pause work, that we might rejoice, that we might pray, that we might give thanks. One old English Reformed preacher by the name of John Jewell said this about these three verbs: rejoice, pray, give thanks. He said that these three verbs are the badges of a Christian soldier. When the world sees us, brothers and sisters, when we see each other with our hectic lives, with the sorrows that we bear every day, with our spiritually bloodied and tattered clothes, are these three badges visible? Are they visible on those clothes that we wear? To rejoice, to pray, and to give thanks. Bishop Jewell went on to say this: in contrast to our lives with our unbelieving family and friends today, he says this: the heathens, the unbeliever, which have no part in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, are thankful for their life and liberty and wealth and glory and worldly prosperity. And isn't that what we see today around us? We see people thankful for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we see people with thankfulness for vacation, thankful for lots and lots and lots of food, thankful for three glorious football games that will be played today. In contrast to a worldly thanksgiving today, that same writer, Bishop Jewell, said this: but Christians ought to be thankful in persecution, in slavery, in adversity, in shame, in misery, and in death itself. As Paul comes to the end of this first letter of 1 Thessalonians, he exhorts these newly born again Christians, these new brothers and sisters who belong to the family of God with him. He exhorts them because now they are beginning to suffer persecution. They are beginning to be ostracized from their formerly pagan or formerly Jewish friends and family for believing in Jesus, who was a scandal to the Greeks because of his saying he was God in human flesh and being crucified on a cross, and who was foolishness and who was weakness to Jews who expected an earthly Messiah as an earthly prince to overthrow the Romans. And they're now being persecuted. And Paul, as a pastor, he exhorts them, he encourages them to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, to give thanks in all circumstances. He tells them why. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And so as Christian soldiers, as those who are living in the world, but yet we're not of it, as soldiers who fight with an armor that is of God himself every day against the world, the flesh, and the devil, we are to rejoice always, Paul exhorts us today. The joy in our hearts that we express with our lips and in our lives, I hope not just today, but our entire life. That joy is to be like the sun, not to be like a light bulb. Notice, it's rejoice always. The joy that we have is not to be turned on and off, like a light switch. But it is to be like the sun, ever to be there. No, it might be covered by clouds. It might be covered by the haze of sufferings and miseries and even death itself. But he says, rejoice always. And this is not just a generic rejoice today. He's not just saying rejoice that the Cowboys are playing against whoever they're playing, the Panthers, I think it is, or rejoice the Lions are on TV again. Rejoice in your food. Rejoice in your friends. No, Paul says it elsewhere like this in Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord, he says. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. When Paul tells you and I and exhorts us to rejoice always, he's saying to us to rejoice not merely in generic blessings, but to rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ always. And again, I say rejoice. If you can't rejoice in Jesus Christ today because you don't know Him, I invite you and I encourage you and I pray that you would put your hope in Him today. As the prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 6, God was once angry with us, but now in Jesus Christ He forgives. If you are not a believer in Christ, God is still angry with you at your sins. But He has made a way of salvation. He's made it available to you in Jesus. Put your heart in His hands. Give your life to Him today. Give Him thanks. Rejoice. Rejoice that He saves you from your sins. Rejoice that He has given you life to live. Rejoice that He has given you a chance to trust in Him. He's not snuffed out your life in an instant as you deserve. Rejoice, He says. Rejoice always, no matter what comes to you in your life. No matter where you are at in your life, today we are, as Christians, to rejoice in the Lord because of our new relationship with Him. As Christian soldiers, we're called here as well to pray without ceasing. Like Job, when the Lord gives us success. Like Job, when the Lord blesses us abundantly. Like Job, when we can sit around a table today, possibly with lots and lots of food and a lot of leftover. And we'll be eating it the rest of the week, enjoying those turkey sandwiches. Rejoice, pray without ceasing. When the Lord blesses you with success and He pours His abundance upon you, pray with adoration, pray with praise, pray with thanksgiving in your heart for what He's given to you. That He's lavished upon you what you don't deserve, and He's given you more than you can even desire. Like Job, when the Lord takes. When the Lord even causes us as soldiers in the battle to retreat. Like Job, we are to pause and to pray without ceasing. Pray for contentment. Whether you have a lot today or a little today, pray for contentment. Pray for patience for a better day. And pray in hope that that day will come to the believer in Christ. Pray without ceasing. The psalmist says it like this. He says, I will pray evening, morning, and noon. Pray without ceasing. Unending prayer, but also prayer at certain times of the day, even morning, evening, noon, to give Him thanks, to show your gratitude to Him for His blessings in Christ. And as Christian soldiers, we are to give thanks in all circumstances. Notice that phrase, give thanks in all circumstances. While you and I may not be able to give thanks for our circumstance, we are to give thanks in our circumstances. God doesn't call us to give thanks for the sins of others that affect us and come against us, but He calls us to give thanks when others sin against us. God doesn't call us to give thanks for sorrow, for tears, for lack that might come our way, but He calls us to give thanks when He takes, when there is sorrow, when He brings a dark cloud that covers up the light of His face. He calls us to give thanks in that circumstance because those circumstances draw us closer to Him. God doesn't call us to give thanks for trials, for temptations that He allows in our lives, but He calls us to give thanks in those trials and temptations. Why? Because He can turn them for our good. He can turn them into more ways for us to think and to speak and to act in gratitude to become more like our suffering Savior Jesus Christ, the one that we follow, the one that we love and trust in. And so Paul calls you today on this day of Thanksgiving to rejoice, to pray, to give thanks. This is God's will for the Christian soldier, suffering, persecuted, struggling, yet rejoicing, yet praying, yet giving thanks. This is His will for us in Christ, the same Jesus Christ who Himself rejoiced in the crown that was awaiting Him after He endured the cross. The same Christ who prayed when His betrayer was drawing near. The same Jesus who Himself gave thanks that He was able to glorify His Father while He lived on earth. Rejoice today, brothers and sisters. Pray, brothers and sisters. Give thanks, my brothers and sisters. Amen.